This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And hello, I'm Rob.
Hey Rob, have you seen Finn today?
Yes, I saw him just a few moments ago. Same old Finn.
But when I saw him, he was very cheerful, smiling, and he was singing too.
Well, nothing wrong with singing at work.
I know, but he just seems,
Full of the joys of spring?
Full of the joys of spring? I don't think so. It's winter, Rob. Cold and wet.
No, Feifei. The season might be winter, but Finn's behaviour, or his mood, is cheerful and lively, like springtime. You know, bright, sunny, flowers growing, new animals being born, birds flying.
That does sound like spring. It's a nice phrase. It means someone is happy.
Yes, happy, that's right. OK, shall we hear some more examples?
Emily's full of the joys of spring today. Her boyfriend has just asked her to marry him.
Raj seems full of the joys of spring today. He must have some good news about his exam results.
I'm full of the joys of spring today. I've just won £1,000 in the lottery. Now, what shall I spend it on?
So, if someone is full of the joys of spring, they're in a good mood. Rob, why is Finn in such a good mood?
Well, he's happy because he's going on holiday tomorrow, swapping our cold winter for 2 weeks in the sun on the beach in Thailand.
Lucky Finn. But hold on, Rob. There's a strike at the airport tomorrow. All flights are cancelled. Does he know that?
Oh, I don't think so. Shall we tell him?
Oh, I don't know. That will make him empty of the joys of spring.
Yes, and full of the misery of winter.
Is that another idiom?
No, I just made that one up. Come on, I'll go and tell him.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.